This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat in Southland District with your Extension Crop Report. It looks like our dry summer is continuing into the fall, and we are likely going to have issues in some areas with wheat planting. The long-range forecasts are showing a very probable dry October. Option one is to dust in the wheat. This is where farmers will plant the seed in dry soils at normal planting depths and planting dates, and hopefully, eventually the rains will germinate the seed. Fungicides become more important because the seed will be exposed in the soil longer than normal. Dusting in has a few risks with it. One is if some parts of the field have just enough moisture to get the seed germinated, or a very light rain germinates the whole field, but then dry conditions return. Once the coleopeptile gets above the soil surface, the seedling will need some moisture to survive. Option two is to plant the seed deeper than normal and into the moisture. The main risk of deeper planting is that coleopeptile might run out of energy before it gets to the soil surface, resulting in poor emergence across the field. Generally, 3 inches is the maximum advisable planting depth. Option three is to just wait to see if it ever rains. Delayed planting could result in fewer tillers and fall growth, so like the other options, seeding rates need to be increased up to a maximum of 50% more than normal. If you have any questions about planting wheat or cover crops, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.